Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your child is playing alone at recess, if they seem to watch from the sidelines while other children run and play together, if they haven't quite figured out how to join a group yet, I see you. I see the worry in your heart, and I want to wrap you in the warmest cosmic hug and tell you something wonderful. Your child is not struggling. Your child is learning. And learning happens at different paces for different souls, just like stars twinkle at their own rhythm across the night sky. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about friendship and social confidence, because this ancient wisdom, combined with what researchers have discovered, will help you see your child's journey in a completely new light. First, here's the beautiful truth. When young children are 4 or 5 years old, they are in the most amazing phase of social development. Their brains are building connections every single day, learning how relationships work, how to read facial expressions, how to understand when someone wants to play, how to use words to ask for what they need. This is complex, intricate work that their little minds are doing, and it takes time. Research from leading child development organizations shows us that social skill development in 4 and 5 year old children is a natural developmental process that benefits tremendously from gentle, supportive guidance. When young children are learning to navigate peer relationships and group play, they are actually building critical brain connections that support both social and cognitive growth. Isn't that wonderful? The National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasizes that children who are socially and emotionally healthy demonstrate positive mood, listen and follow directions, have close relationships with caregivers and peers, and express wishes and preferences clearly. And here's the key, they get there through patient support, not through pressure. So when you see your child playing alone at recess, what you're actually witnessing is a child who is learning at their own beautiful pace. Some children are naturally more observant. They like to watch and understand the patterns of play before they join in. Some children prefer quieter activities or smaller groups. And some children simply need a little more time and gentle coaching to build the confidence to approach other children. Child development specialists note that some children naturally prefer quiet time or being in small groups, and these children benefit most from baby steps and gradual support rather than forcing immediate social participation. The research is so clear on this. Trusting relationships with caring adults are essential for children's optimum development, and children are more willing to try new social behaviors when they feel safe and supported. So what can you do to support your child's journey to friendship? Let me share some gentle strategies that the magic book and researchers both recommend. First, validate your child's feelings. If your child tells you they don't know how to join a group, or that they feel nervous, or that they like playing alone, honor those feelings. You might say something like, "It makes sense that joining a group feels tricky. Lots of children feel that way, and you're learning how to do it." This validation helps your child feel seen and understood, which builds their confidence. Second, model and practice social skills at home. You can play games where you practice saying hello, asking to join play, sharing toys, and taking turns. Make it playful and fun. You might say, "Let's pretend I'm building with blocks and you want to join me." What could you say? Then celebrate when they try, even if it's not perfect. Learning takes practice, and every attempt is progress. Third, create opportunities for connection. Arrange playdates with one child at a time, which feels less overwhelming than a big group. Choose activities your child enjoys so they feel confident and comfortable. When children connect over shared interests, friendship blooms naturally. Fourth, coach gently in the moment. If you're at the playground and your child wants to join a group but doesn't know how, you can quietly suggest, you could ask, "May I play with you?" Or you could say, "That looks fun, can I join?" Give them the words, then step back and let them try. If it doesn't work the first time, that's okay. Learning social skills is like learning to ride a bike. It takes many attempts. And fifth, celebrate small victories. When your child makes eye contact with another child, when they say hello, when they ask to join play, when they share a toy, notice it and celebrate it. You might say, "I saw you ask to join that game. That took courage, and I'm so proud of you." This positive reinforcement helps your child see themselves as capable and brave. Now, let me tell you about a story that the magic book holds, a story that shows this journey so beautifully. It's called The Wind and the Willows, a tale of friendship. In this story, we meet Mole, who starts out shy and uncertain about the world beyond his home. He doesn't know how to navigate social situations, and he feels nervous about meeting new friends. But then Mole meets Rat, and Rat shows him something wonderful. Rat shows him that friendship begins with simple acts of kindness and spending time together. Rat is patient with Mole. He doesn't rush him or pressure him. He just invites Mole to join him, and together they discover the joy of companionship. As the story unfolds, Mole meets Badger and even the exuberant Toad, and he learns that different personalities can come together to form deep, meaningful friendships. He learns that friendship develops naturally when we are kind, patient, and willing to include others. He learns that it's okay to feel nervous at first, and that with time and gentle support, beautiful connections grow. This story is perfect for your child because it shows that joining a group starts with one friendly connection. It shows that it's okay to be shy or uncertain, and that true friends are patient and welcoming. After you read this story together, you can talk with your child about how Mole felt nervous at first, but found wonderful friends by being himself. You can practice simple phrases like asking to join play, just like the characters in the story do. The magic book holds this story with such love, knowing that children who hear it will see themselves in Mole's journey and feel encouraged to take their own brave steps toward friendship. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child is not behind. Your child is not struggling. Your child is learning how friendship works in their own time, at their own pace, and that is not only okay, it is beautiful. The research is clear. Social skills are learnable abilities that flourish when children experience consistent warmth, patience, and developmentally appropriate guidance rather than pressure or criticism. You are doing such important work by being patient, by providing gentle support, by believing in your child's ability to grow and learn. The consensus among early childhood experts is that social skills develop best in environments where adults provide consistent warmth, model appropriate behaviors, and coach children through peer interactions with patience and respect rather than judgment. So take a deep breath, dear parent. Trust your child's timeline. Celebrate the small steps. Provide gentle coaching. And know that the magic book and I are here with you, cheering you on, believing in your child's beautiful unfolding. You can find The Wind and the Willows, A Tale of Friendship, and so many other stories that support social and emotional growth in the Book of Inara app. These stories are here to be gentle helpers on your parenting journey, offering wisdom and comfort when you need it most. Until our next time together, remember this. Your child is learning, growing, and becoming exactly who they're meant to be. And you, wonderful parent, are doing beautifully, with love and starlight, Inara.